Right. Lagos. What a beautiful place to live. What a beautiful place to be a part of. What an interesting state to live in.
An experience to have. What a place. Lagos.
Lagos.
Lagos. Everybody, where you are, say Lagos.
Lagos. Oh. I hope you're feeling great this morning. I hope that you woke up on a bright side. And I hope you're ready and, of course, excited about today. It's the weekend already. I mean, it's Friday.
Yep.
Some people are excited. It's already Friday. How are you, Collins?
Man, I'm good. I woke up with some pain this morning, but you know, yeah, I mean, I did everything possible to ensure that I could deal with that pain before I come on the air. And the good thing is, it looks like I feel better now.
I feel
better.
I'm glad that you feel better.
Yes, and I'm happy that I feel better too. And you say I'll be fine. I believe everything you said.
You'll be fine.
Because, you know, you say some things that they happen. I don't have, like, it's a prophet. You know, things like that. So if you want to say I'll be fine, I'll be fine. How about the listener? Would the listener be fine?
I want you to be fine. But let us know how you're feeling this morning. You know how we do it. You got to call us up and tell us how you're feeling this morning and scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And, you know, we usually say that. I'm sure that some people will be like, why do you have to scream? Why do you like to? Why do you people like screaming? You know, but it's therapeutic.
Yep.
Right? If it is really, really therapeutic. So if you are tensed up at the moment, you are not exactly in a very good place, find it very quiet place or somewhere that is just you and scream your heart out and then tell us how you feel after screaming.
Yeah, that's right. Except if you have a medical condition. All right. Obey your doctor. Except if you have a medical condition that doesn't allow you to scream. But see, guys, for as I am right now, when I do the scream, trust me, it feels like some negative, some non-negative energy, because I don't align against the other, but yes, self-inflicted negative energy leaves, you know, those kind of energies of pain, of regret, of energies of
anger.
You know, anger, you know, that we all have as human beings, because if you're supposed to, I never get angry. You're wrong, Lori.
Or you might just be bottling something up.
Yeah.
You might just be having resentment towards someone or towards a thing. Or you're angry that you have failed at something and that thing didn't, you know, come out right for you. Or you planned something to go a certain way and it didn't. You know, just take out the time and scream. And trust me, you'll feel better. You'll definitely feel better.
All right, the words you're screaming would be, "What's up, Lagos?" Like you hear, a number of callers would scream already.
Yeah.
It's an exercise. I describe it as an expression of freedom, of peace, of happiness, of joy. It's the exercise you do if you really want to be happy. If you say, man, I want to be happy. We've survived yet another week in the pandemic. Yeah. There's something to be grateful for. Yeah. There is something.
You said it all.
And it will guide you with some conversations. We'll also have some guests join us as we proceed on the show.
That's right.
But our main conversation on the family talk today, you see...
why did you start with you see?
Because this matter, a lot of men and out there and guys listening to me, I'm sure that they are going to be on my side, like, you know, Collins, I can relate. You know, because we're trying to look at, they say there's a thin line between telling a lie and omitting it, like omission, forgetting, you know.
I don't remember. It's not, you didn't remember. Like, let's just say it as it is, right? Omission is still lie.
No, there should be a difference. There should be a difference.
It's still a lie.
It's not, okay, for example, you know, I used to have an experience, a story in the past, and I forget to tell you.
You did not forget. It's an experience.
Okay,
you can't forget the experience. You can't forget the experience. You chose not to tell me the story. You chose not to tell me the experience.
Okay.
And that's a lie. That's you lying.
Oh, if I did remember.
You tell me a story. No, you remembered.
Are you my remembrance?
Yes. How can you tell me something, right? And you know that particular story is it's
a particular way.
Yeah, it's
you
important
see,
that you I'm supposed
some.
To know. It's important that I know what happened in that space of time in your life. And then you don't say it to me. And then you tell me maybe I found out myself, and at the end of the day you're telling me you forgot to tell me. How on earth did you forget to tell me something that is as significant as that happened in a lifetime, you know, that I should know?
People don't plan to forget things, do they?
You did not forget, sir.
I said I forgot.
You did not.
Anyways, I know a lot of men or guys out there have been in this situation. And I think Association of Men, Association of Guys, we just agree and say it's better. There's something's better left. Don't just keep quiet.
It's not true.
Because, okay.
It's not true.
Okay, let's even move forward and say, okay, I tell you. You know, maybe the fear of what will happen if you know, the woman gets to know could be the reason some people just decide to say, let me just keep, let peace reign.
No.
For example, I tell you now, the next thing, the next 1 year is that thing I'll be hearing every day.
That's not true.
Every day. That's how you went to. Isn't that what happened that you did this? Every case.
No.
I am on the road, something goes wrong. That's how you went to. I'm in church. The pastor is preaching. The pastor is preaching. I say, show your hearing. That's exactly what you want. See, I want my peace. I'd rather keep quiet.
No.
So a lot of men are in that position.
Now hear me, right? And I'm sure that a lot of women too are on this position. Mm. And I'm sure that it's an experience that somehow you have faced it. And you're upset that why didn't he just tell me? Is it that you don't trust me enough to know about this? Or, you know, you're scared that something else might happen? Mm. Just trust me enough to tell me what went down.
Wow.
Don't omit it. Because if you omit it, it's more or less you're lying to me.
Okay, let's say... All right, you know what, guys? That's the conversation, really, all right? The difference between lying and omission in relationships or marriages. And then for me personally,
I want to know why you get to omit. Why? Why exactly would you omit? Tell us your truth, though.
Because they will sing song.
What
it will
song?
Turn to singing song.
What song?
Every day, I'll hear it.
Well, you hear it so that you will change. You will keep hearing it.
For something that's happened before.
You will keep hearing it so that we can still change.
You see, men do not like to
so
be
that we can remind you that,
the same thing.
Don't go there.
Okay.
Just so that I can remind you. Just so that I can put you back on track.
I think there's more to that.
There's no more to that, though.
Do you actually truly forgive men when they tell you the truth?
Yeah? Yes, actually.
Do you actually forgive?
Yes. Well, so, for me, I'm speaking for myself. I don't know about any other person.
If you forgive.
I don't know if Comfort forgives. I don't know if Sheriff does. But Good.
If
but
you
I forgive.
If you forgive, why are you singing it again as a song?
I forgive. One thing I know is that sometimes we omit because we just want to omit.
Why do you want to omit?
To save... To save us from a lot of things.
Uh-huh. What are the lot of things?
Promote
peace and unity.
Truth is not that.
Sometimes the truth is better kept.
Okay. You see, he can't even explain it. He cannot even explain
Hello,
it. See.
Is it where we are?
No.
I will defend the men in
and
this.
And I will defend the women in this talk.
Why do you want
defend.
To know?
Why won't we know? We're supposed
know.
To know everything.
What would
Come
you want
on,
to
we are your, I'm your woman.
Okay, you have the right to know.
Okay.
What you want to know.
No, not I also, what I want to know.
Okay, you have
the right to know everything.
Okay.
Yes.
Everything from a perspective.
Everything.
And don't I have the right to know why you want to know?
Hey, I want to know so that...
Because?
No, don't put me on the spot. No, but really, right? Really.
Right.
Let us know. The thing is this. Now, if I'm not aware of it...
Uh-huh.
Although some people say... When you don't say it, it's better that way so that there can be peace in the house.
Yes.
But I am that kind of person that I want to know. Tell me. Right? Let me know because it will help me trust you better. It will help me, you know, it will help me trust you better. I'm aware of it. It's better you tell me about it than me hearing it from somebody else or hearing it outside. You know, it's better that you tell me. Talk to me about it.
Okay.
You know, in the best, sweetest way that you can. Explain to me this is what happened.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Interesting.
I think your fear is we'll not use it against you.
Well, that's just it. Because a lot of men will have that. And I've sat with men many times.
Okay.
And we'll have men conversation. You know, it's guy code not to tell women what men talk about. But, you know, for the purpose of this radio show and the purpose of the fact that my woman is here. You understand? I can say it. And men will say, I've got this advice. A lot of men have advised this. Don't See, do not say it. Let me give you a typical example.
Oh, goodness God.
If your wife or your girlfriend, if your wife or your girlfriend gets to find out that you had something to do with somebody in the past, and then they ask you, what was this something you had? Was it very deep, or was it just was it just
surface level?
Most men will choose to say surface level, because women cannot stand if you say it was much more than surface level. That word, you will hear it the rest of your life. you will hear we. And men can relate to that. So, guys, that's the conversation today. And we want you to do it with fun. We don't want you to argue with your woman there and start making points. Say, yeah, you hear that? Even if that's going to put it. But the idea is for us to, you know, have fun having these conversations.
Mm. And also learn from it.
And learn. We all are here to learn, all right?
And somehow we've experienced it one way or the other. So you can also feel free.
Okay.
Tell us your experience as well. If you have omitted before or you have told outright lie, what did you also omit?
Oh, you see, there's no human being that doesn't lie. That's a fact. We all lie. Mm. You know, everyone lies. Let me not lie to you. Mm-hmm. That statement. Anyone that uses it is lying, because even in that, they're lying already.
This
everyone
matter,
lying.
Have you...
I think I have...
God.
I will answer it, but let's bring the listener in.
All right.
And remind them to give us an update of what's happening in their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And also give us that feel. Guys, don't forget to celebrate the fact that you have survived yet another week in the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's 17 minutes past the hour of 10. What a journey we're starting. The numbers to call, 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993.
And for our dear females, we want to hear from you today. As you know, we want to hear from you any other day. But today is more important, because I want to hear what you think. All right, do call us up on 01465-7190.
Mm-hmm. We hope to create the clear-cut distinction between what constitutes lying and omissions in either relationships or marriages. We all have experienced this.
Absolutely.
We tweak the truth small. Don't say, ladies, you know, don't cause fight.
Okay.
From telling the truth, some people have divorced. Some people have, their relationships have been destroyed.
Isn't that better?
Better.
That you tell me the truth? Right?
That I know.
And I save myself loads and loads of heartache.
And the man stays.
Than to, you know, continue in happiness, and then
But you don't
I
know.
I feel that's cheating.
What does it know you? The one you don't know, it will not kill you now.
I don't feel that's fair. Won't your conscience feel bad that you're hiding something from this person? Don't you sometimes look at them when they are sleeping innocently, peacefully, and you're like, wow, look at what I've done to this woman. Hmm. Doesn't she deserve to know the truth? Hmm. Your conscience should prick you.
All right. Let's see here what Lagos has to say. The phone lines are fully buzzing.
Buzzing!
Buzzing. But let's also remind you that not everybody's call will be picked, and it's not by choice. It's just the way it is, you know.
Also,
so
remember, you can drop a WhatsApp message just in case your calls are being picked. Mm-hmm. Just send your WhatsApp message to 0809-597-5805.
Absolutely. So you can take advantage of WhatsApp. You can take advantage of Facebook, where we're streaming live right now. Hello, Facebook. All right, go on Facebook and YouTube. We're streaming live. You can drop your comments on Facebook. We'd love to read your comments. And also on YouTube at Nigeria Info 99. No, Nigeria Info FM. Yes, Nigeria Info 99.3 FM. That's it on Facebook. Chai Collins. Yay. Yeah, absolutely. That's what it is on Facebook. So we need your comments on Facebook, very importantly. Let's see who's first. I have our first song to play, but let's see who the first person would be. Would it be a male or female? I think it'll be a female. Hi. Hola. Oh,
do call us back, please. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, what's up, Lega?
What's up? Woo.
Yeah, I'm so happy to call you.
Aw, we feel happy to have you too.
Calling.
Really now. Welcome.
Collins and Andrea.
What's up?
Morning.
Yeah. Well, nice. But the reason, this thing you're discussing about, well, me, it depends on individual and how you're able to process information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are people that know how to process information very well. So even if you tell them, you can easily forget and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Why some people, when you tell them, if that information becomes a ton in your
face. That's true. That's
and
true.
Every little provocation will always
bring it up.
That day, this day. So you start to regret. Why did I even tell this person?
I will just keep quiet.
In fact, I should just, you know, kept quiet and just allow it to be.
Yeah.
Now, there are some information that are very gravy that you need to, in fact, you must tell.
Like
and
what?
Something that just...
No, let her talk. Let her talk. Go ahead, please.
So, yeah, sometimes, maybe, if you sleep with another man, and it results to something, you have no choice.
Than to tell.
To tell your spouse.
That's right.
But well, there are some things that, you know, just happen. Maybe, you know, there are some people, any little thing, you said, it's fine, it's not a problem. As I dressed up, as I was moving past this road, a man just, you know, asked me out. Anytime you're moving out, your husband is always looking at, somebody asked this man out, because it's just innocently tell your husband, if that's what happened. So, to me, it is vice versa.
All right. Woman.
All right.
All right. So, for you personally, would you prefer that your man tells you or not? Or he should just omit it?
Even if it's going to hurt you.
I can easily forget it. Once you tell me, yes, fine. I'll be happy you tell me and I'll allow it to be. But my husband, no. He was not. In fact, he will always remind you. Anytime you have it, he'll tell you, hey, this thing that happened that day, that is why. So, let me not just talk.
All right.
For him, if he tells me, allow it to be. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you for calling. We didn't get the name, did we?
What's your name, please?
Joy.
Okay, great to have you, Joy.
Thank you. Now... So it's not one way.
It's not one way, actually. Now, we were talking based on both of us, right? Now, she says it depends on the person who is receiving the information.
All right.
Right. The person might receive the information and it's not exactly emotionally intelligent.
Yeah.
And the person will be all over the place because of what you have told them, right? I think that it has to do with the person who is telling, the telly.
And the receiver.
The receiver, yeah. To probably understand the mood, the kind of person your partner is. And then know when the partner is matured enough to know.
And how, exactly,
to tell them.
So, if I choose to remove some things that will make you, because I understand you, you know, I remove some things that I know this one will make you very furious. You get the story, but I'll omit some details just so you can at least have an idea of what happened.
I will still feel hurt. I mean, for me, this is me, right? No matter how I react to it, no matter how I react to the information you're bringing to me, I will still appreciate. One part of me will still be grateful and thankful, and, you know, I will still feel love that you told me. I will still feel good about the fact that I'll feel respected. Let me put it that way. I'll feel respected that you thought about my emotion, you thought about me, you thought I should know, and that's why you told me. I will still respect that. But if you didn't tell me at all, I'll feel used.
All right.
Yeah, this is me. I'll feel used. I feel like you cheated. You just lied. You know, it's crazy.
Okay. we talk about this one. So this lady went out quickly to, you know, she went to Abuja to do one walk. She got there. As she reached the place now, for the hotel where she did, like I said, the manager herself, you know, they knew themselves from the past. You know, they were in school together, maybe a senior in the school. This guy, from one thing led to one thing, the manager was carrying, you know, sent special dish to the lady's room because she went there for a project. And then one thing led to one thing, Sha. And maybe when they came back from the party and then something led to one thing, there was a one hand, something happened.
Yeah.
So the lady now got home and told and reported with good heart, saying, he was crying. He felt bad. I don't know what happened to me. I felt victim. I don't know whether I was weak. The man said, no, it was your fault. You made it. You did it deliberately. You've always been doing. And this lady, this was her first time of ever falling that kind of victim. She's actually a faithful person. But she felt victim. She was a human being. She, you know, wanted to let one thing. And she, in that, the man, till today, that marriage has not remained the same. And the lady is just begging, I want my marriage back. I just want my man back. Did I make a mistake?
To tell him?
I would just, in Abuja I go now. I would just keep quiet. Nobody go know. It's not as if there is you know, camera in the room. Mm. Even though these days hotels, they get camera out. But, you know, that situation, when I hear stories like that, I'm worried. So why not just keep quiet? If that's going to keep the peace. No. And that's exactly what we're trying to find
out. Her husband, I would say, is very immature.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Tony.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
I'm fine.
We're waiting for your WhatsApp, Lagos.
WhatsApp.
Okay. Right. Good to have you here. Go ahead. Tell us.
I'm calling from Oshodi.
Good to have you.
How's Oshodi this morning?
I'm fine. You see, when I was in school, dating a girl. So, along the line, I have one or two with our best friend. So, I just, let me tell her that, okay, look at what I did. Look at what I did.
One or two, are you a DJ?
Yeah, you know now.
Okay, yeah, I get it. Just go ahead.
Yeah. I made a mistake. Having one or two be a friend. Like, I'm sorry. You know, up till now, anytime I call her, she always telling me, and
you
that
heard
time,
me.
You want to do this thing, that time, you want to do that thing, that time. That, the same thing, up till now. You see, at times, you just have to keep quiet for allow peace to reign.
All right.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, now keeping quiet is also not a problem, but keeping quiet all the time, that means you're doing it because it's
deliberately.
That's where there's a problem. Yeah. But let's take a break now. We'll come back with more on this conversation. We're expecting some guests to join us at some point. When they come in, they'll join the gist and we'll get this on. 0700-993-993-993. Yeah, that's the number. We didn't get the last caller's name.
Yes, and for the females, you want to reach us out, 01465-7190.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
A warm welcome back. You are listening to Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, we live on What's Up Lagos with the techers. She's Andrea Odobi Teke.
And here's Collins. Thank you.
And thanks for observing the prestige pause. Now, let's get back to the conversation. It's at 10:38. How time flies. Now, guys, we're going to take as many calls as possible. So keep your conversation, your I know there's a lot of stories to tell, but just hit it straight up. 60
Punch
seconds.
It. Straight up.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of messages on Facebook and on... it's loud. A lot of messages on Facebook and a lot of messages on... on our other platforms, that's on WhatsApp. How did WhatsApp escape my head?
Yeah, we have WhatsApp messages.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it, actually.
Uh-huh.
Let's see now. This first thing says... okay, what's up, Lagos? Today's my boy's birthday, Obinna Kelechi Michael. Give him a shout out and pray that God Almighty bless him with more bliss. Your name is Chigozie from Lagos.
Well, big shout out to that person. And yesterday, that's why I can't forget to give shout out to two special guys that were doing birthday yesterday. And I promised, but I have to give a big shout out. I apologize and also give a big birthday shout out since that was the message you took to Jehan Boa. Jehan Boa is son of Weaver Boa, my co-host on the Monday. Yesterday was his birthday. He was 18 yesterday. He became an adult. Officially Nigeria yesterday. Happy birthday to you. A big shout out to you. And big shout out to Blackson, one of our colleagues on TV. Larry, that's what they call him. Big shout out to you too. So back to the matter. A lot of people have been saying, the last caller said, it's better to ponkpi. Do you agree? You can call 01465-7190 if you are a female. But that guy, you be a female, you can call this number I'm about to call. 0700-993-993-993.
Also, WhatsApp messages. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805. And straight to the WhatsApp messages. This first thing here says, let's see. Lie means total denial, omission means keep apart. My ex told me she was a lesbian. She kissed during our relationship, but I chose to forgive because she told me herself and not me finding out.
Wow.
My current girlfriend just saw only one picture of an ex on my phone. After asking me who she was, I told her, trust me, I had to delete the picture because I didn't have peace. I had lied, wouldn't have happened. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, she will still find out. That's the truth. One thing about we women, we know how to inquire. We know how to go deeper. You know, go deeper.
CID.
We know how to investigate. Trust
FBI.
Me. So she will definitely find out. So it was the best thing for you to do to just tell her.
That
was your babe.
All right. Aze has been on the line for a while.
Hey, how far now?
We do.
Wow, the discussion is way too.
Aze, let's talk.
Well, I'm calling from Odogwu. One of your worker there is from this my kingdom here.
Oh, really?
I think you can recognize him when he comes on air.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, what you're discussing here? You see, some people believe that if they did not tell you the lie now, they will not get anything from you. So they decide to be lying for you, I'll be getting from you, but the day you discover now, the story will change. Why the other people will say, if I tell the truth, they will look after me, or maybe after the case now, they will look for me. So for that reason, then we hold the truth and tell the lie and escape.
So now you are saying the Yunka.
Myself, I didn't used to tell lie, you to be honest.
What? What?
Are you sure you're not lying right now?
What?
No. I'm telling the truth now. You can see the truth coming out from my mouth.
What?
Easy. We know the truth. Both of us know the truth. All of us know the truth. But anyway.
The truth is that once I call Nigeria Info, all that I'm going to say is the truth and nothing but the truth. Help me, God.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling, Eze. Eze, they laugh. He's laughing at the truth, he said. Hey, turn down the volume on your radio. Kill it dead.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm just calling from Lekki.
Great to know. Let's talk. How's Lekki this morning, by the way?
Oh, very cool. Thank God.
There's some time.
On this issue, before I settle down with my wife, I have a date.
Okay.
And we parted with, things like that. And I'm on the line. We are just like gisting with my wife, and I told her, I once dated somebody like this. You know that after years, a lot of things, and one day she still accused me even of dating that same person.
She will.
And it was a problem that almost put the marriage maybe for us to separate, to the grace of God and other family members to iron these things out. So sometimes it is better to just allow what has happened to die down without saying it out.
All right. So you're saying that omission is better, right?
If that will bring peace.
Wow.
Let it die down.
Okay.
So that all this issue of tomorrow, you did this, you did that, you keep hammering on it. If I want to drink at it, you remind me of what I've done before. It's uncalled for.
All right. Thank you
for that. I mean, it shows that. I mean, the reason some men would say that they shouldn't...
Some men and women too.
Yeah, talk about it is because some men and also some women would keep saying it repeatedly to their partner, trying to remind them, okay, you did this that back then or, you know.
That's right. So, well, we'll be going on a break in just a moment because we'd have some guests join us right here to talk about. We'll be reviewing a couple of things from their side and also they'll be joining our conversation. But, you know, let's bring you up to speed. You know, love in its entirety is generally acknowledged to be a beautiful feeling to experience, really. Mm-hmm. Particularly from someone you are emotionally attached with. Mm-hmm. And this is because it comes with a certain feeling of attachment and commitment. Mm-hmm. You are, you know, you subconsciously reserve for that person you hold in high esteem.
Yeah.
And that's how, that's a feeling of love as described this morning.
True. However, findings have shown that there are certain things that we consider to be insignificant in our relationship poses the ability to trigger irreconcilable differences. Mm-hmm. A major contributor to these irreconcilable differences is lying.
Mm-hmm.
Is lying. I mean, I'm a person who, I mean, I hate lying. I hate it with passion, lying itself. And it could cause a whole lot of damage in a relationship. But then, some people suddenly refer to lying as just making omissions in order to quell a potential crisis in either relationship or a marriage.
Now, is living... Well, that's why we'll be having this conversation. That's how we started with this conversation. Yes, we do have our friends from ARM Pensions to join us for a short moment for a 15 minutes, you know, live appearance here. But guys, really, we want you to comment on this as much as you can on all our platforms that we've mentioned, and a number of questions for you. Mm-hmm. We hear some statistics that, according to an online survey carried out, the relationship statistics indicate that about 73% of people who have been in a relationship for at least a year admitted to have told a lie to their partners in order to maintain their healthy romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you simply tell a lie so that you can keep what's going on safe and nice. Mm. And that's how it works. Mm-hmm. All right, great. So, but let's see some messages on Facebook, because I like to take those ones because they're streaming live joining us. All right, the first one here is coming from Ayokunle Peter Obi. He says, why is it... Oh. I didn't get that. Let's move on now. Someone actually says, anyway, that's her business. Itodo Bernard, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins, Tekka and the Tekka family. I'm Itodo Bernard watching. I'm watching you live from Benue State. And as for me, it's better to punkpi. Make, you know, bring problem. Or, you know, thanks. I love your show. We'll get back to the messages. But we do have a... some guests joining us now, a friend of the house, of course, representing another arm of his many engagements. Someone you know too well. We'll be talking to him shortly, but let's quickly see if there's a message there on WhatsApp just before we get in, bring our guests for this conversation. Right?
Okay, so Hakim says, "Hi, Collins and Andrea. It depends on us, on your spouse, because my wife will be saying it repeatedly. It's better you let bygones be bygones. And if I'm to be honest, let's see. Same also happened to me. She told me a secret. Out of ignorance, I revealed the secret because I was not comfortable with it." All right.
Someone said, "Oluwafemi Retire Joseph said, Andrea, nice to see your face. So you find that." No wonder Collins get more energy. Tokpe. Thank you so much, Tokpe, for that. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Thank you.
Anyway, so let me get into our good friends now, who are indeed from ARM Pensions, and they're represented here by the one and only Tunji Andrews. Shockingly, seeing you afar, good to have you on the show. On that side of the divide.
Why is it shocking? good morning, City of Lagos. Good morning.
When I was told that someone is coming, I didn't know specifically who that would be, and it's good to have you on the show again today.
Awesome.
Yes, fantastic. Let's hit the ground running to get this conversation out of the way. And we indeed will be getting into it. But first of all, let's bring you up to speed. Listen up to speed while we're having this conversation.
Okay, so basically, it is the pension transfer window.
Okay.
The basic understanding of the pension transfer window is the similarity between the football transfer window and the pension transfer window. So if you were, you know, the way it was in Nigeria is that if you were signed up to a pension administrator, pension fund administrator by your company, you were tied to them in perpetuity. Okay. But PENCOM has now said, okay, there is a transfer window where you can port from the PFA you are to another PFA. So if the PFA you were with was not giving you the right kind of returns, it's time for you to be able to move.
To move, I know it's move. Is it like porting?
Exactly.
Okay, wow. Great.
Porting is the word.
So how do we do the switch? If I want to make a switch right now, how do I do it?
Okay, so the first thing is by the regulator, they require you to do a revalidation. It's basically called a revalidation with your current PFA, which is a recapture. So it's a recapture. You basically go ask your PFA for the recapture. You do all the biometrics and everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you just call ARM if that's the PFA you want to port to, because that's what we're talking about. Then you just reach out to them via their website, ARM Pensions, or basically you use the app, which is ARM Engage.
Okay.
And they will send someone to come and capture you.
Oh, really now? Yeah. So I don't have to be present?
No, you don't have to go there. They will send somebody to you. In fact, you can even do it online because they have their virtual portal, which basically allows you to be able to do that virtually.
Okay.
Not all PFAs have it. So you want to check that out. You can do it virtual also.
So you're going to get that from ARM Pensions.
Right? Yes, you can do that from ARM Pensions.
Hmm. Absolutely. So I want to ask, like, is it compulsory that I change my PFA?
No. So there are PFAs and there are PFAs.
I like that.
Yeah.
There are PFAs and there are PFAs.
Okay. You know, so it's like, even if you check just from the perspective of returns, some give you very good returns, some give you good returns, some give you better returns.
Absolutely.
And it's some of them have been around for so long, they have a lot more portfolio they're managing, so they can be able to do a lot more in the industry, and they give better service. So you want to look at who can give you better returns over the longest period, and ARM is one of those names that can do that.
All right.
Now we've noticed that a few reports showing the PFA performance and some of the big names, you know, seem to pop up somewhere below the top 10 mark. The question is, how come? How come? Because, you know...
Okay, so this thing is something that has been in the industry for a while, and it's basic accounting. It's basic accounting. So let's look at it this way, and I'm going to explain very simply.
Okay.
So two of us buy a house,
right?
I buy a house. We both buy the same value of the house. The same value is 50 million.
Okay.
And this house appreciates by 10% every year.
Okay.
Sure, yeah. So... And we are supposed to sell the house in 10 years. That is the way the house is. And I'm explaining from the perspective of bonds. So if we, by that 10-year time, we would have increased 10% every year.
Yeah.
Right? So in year three, you decide to sell your house. You know that the cash you are getting in that year will be the value of the house, maybe 60 million plus that year's appreciation.
Yeah, the 10%.
What I will get is only 10%. So... if you look at it from that perspective, it will look like you made more money that year, but because you sold down on your bond that particular year.
Yeah.
That's why you see that in the corresponding quarter, you will notice that that same company that did better than everybody is now doing a minus. You'll now be wondering, is it a yo-yo situation? But they've sold down on assets that everybody else is still holding.
Wow.
The regulator is... has now spoken about it, and they are trying to regularize to make sure that people don't do double accounting, because it's basically double accounting.
Man, I mean, there's a lot to cover in this, but you know, for those who are wondering, we're having this conversation, it's a time out with our friends from ARM Pensions to try to give you some vital information. You know, it's Nigeria Info. We inform you with news you can use to improve your life, and that's why we're having this conversation. So we just heard that you can actually port if your pension is giving you, you know, to Ogbeni, but you're porting with your bar,
everything. So you know, it's a beautiful thing. porting is, I think they should have used the word porting.
Porting
is because you know the way you were porting, you were taking your number to the next.
Yes.
It's the same way you're carrying your entire portfolio, your entire money, the profit you've gotten before everything, you're carrying it to the new guy.
Okay.
That's amazing.
So it's everything you're going with. There's no, you're not leaving anything behind.
All right. I think a lot have been said already.
Yeah.
So my own question, okay.
Let me quickly ask this. Now, you've talked about you moving, right? Moving with your portfolio and everything. Now, my previous PFA, is it possible for them to force me to stay with them?
Uh-huh. Well, so
they'll make network no more.
It's not possible. It's not possible for them to stop you. It's not possible for them to stop you, but you must realize that they also want to keep you.
They will
try to do everything to
it's
keep
just, it's just like you want to close an account to the bank, they'll be like, that's like we don't become Karen. Why?
Exactly.
What
can we do to be better?
What do you do?
So they are also trying to hold on to their customers right now, but this is a situation whereby you know that the law permits you to be able to move.
All right.
So once you tell them I'm moving, it's too late.
So we have to go, man. I mean, you spoke for ARM Pensions, and well, for in one submission, what would you tell my listener right now why ARM is the place to go and why they should, you know, consider?
I always say something when it comes to money, it's much about relationship. When you're going to be needing this money, you're going to be old and gray. Who is the person that is going to be with you in that relationship to be able to carry you through? It's not the one that you'll be buzzing and say, where's my money now? The alert has not dropped. They're like, don't worry, sir. We'll get back to you later. You want the person that is going to be on point, you know, take care of you in that particular time. And ARM is that company to do that.
That's right.
Thank you very much. The man, Tunji Andrews. I'm sure you guys heard the city of Lagos again this morning. Thank you indeed for speaking with us. Well, we have to go, but before you run, we ask, they say some lies sometimes. You just leave them instead of saying it. You know, this outside of the pension conversation. Instead of saying the lies among the listeners, you just leave it for peace to reign.
Omission and telling a lie.
Uh-huh.
What is the thin line between the both? Would you rather tell or omit? That information.
When you concerning your wife.
Relationship, your marriage, your relationship.
I don't know about women to husbands, but I know about to tell women is rather not to tell.
Oh, boom! That's the end. That's why we go on a break. When we come back,
all right. Jesus will take care of everything else.
All right. Thank you for coming, Tunji Andrews.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my. What a conversation that was, guys. Don't forget, the comments is conversation is still ongoing. Like you heard, 73% of people lie to their partners. That's a research. So, I mean, you can be among. Let's talk about why. And it's the thin line between lying and omitting.
All right. We're going on a short break. Do not go anywhere.
Those were the headlines here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Thank God it's Friday and you're listening to What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I'm Yvonne Okhaifo. Good morning.
Thanks, Yvonne. That energy. I had to come into that.
I love it.
I mean.
I love it.
I draw from your wealth of energy.
That's nice.
Your well. Like you people are like, what's up, Lagos? I'm going like, yes.
She has to lie.
Well, she'll be back here at 12 for more news. You're sure of hearing her again.
That's right.
So back to the matter. Yvonne, have you lied before in a relationship?
Wow, Colin. Wow.
You have to put you on the spot.
Wow. I mean, I just gave you a big shout out. Why would you do this to me? Why?
I know. I mean, people lie, so you could lie again. Just tell a lie now, and it's good.
Have
you lied in a relationship before?
I've just omitted some very, you know, I feel like there are some things that aren't really, I mean, if it doesn't directly affect my partner, there's really no point knowing.
I agree with you.
There are some personal things that I'd rather just keep to myself. Mm-hmm. As long as it does not affect the dynamic of our relationship.
Absolutely.
And it does not affect him directly. Mm-hmm. I mean, why burden him with so much information?
Yeah, but on your partner's part, right? Mm-hmm. Would it be better for you to hear it from him? No.
Okay.
Would it be better that you hear it from him, or you know, would it be better if he omitted such information, that word that you expect that you should know? I don't know if I'm making sense.
What you're saying makes sense, but at the end of the day, the rule should apply for him
both
as well.
Yeah,
it should ways. Yes. So if he feels it does not directly, it won't in future, you know, pop up and then affect the dynamic of our relationship, or nor would it affect me personally. I beg. Keep that information. Just keep, because I mean, ignorance, they say, sometimes is bliss.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. If you don't know, you don't know.
All right.
All right, Eva, thanks so much lending a voice. We have a list of messages right here on Facebook that I have to take each and every one of them, because I promised that I was going to take them. So I'm trying to identify those messages and read them as we proceed, but we do have some WhatsApp messages too.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So quickly, I will take this one. Mm-hmm. It says, a light toe to save life is much more better than truth that would end up destroying soul and relationship. He's quoting from the Bible, Genesis 12, 14, 20. Abraham had to lie by calling his wife his sister to Pharaoh in order to save the situation. Okay, all right. Some people are quoting the Bible. Let's see now. This person here, this is Ralph. He says, what's up, Lagos? I'm not religious or anything, but what happened when Adam and Eve, when Adam told Eve what the tree of knowledge, he got in trouble. What do you think would happen if Abraham told Sarah that God asked him to go sacrifice their son? He wouldn't leave to tell the story. The moral and mental framework of the sexes is entirely parallel. I wouldn't say a thing, except danger is imminent.
All right.
A word for the wise.
Okay. Miss Mark. Then. Victor V on Facebook says, what's up, Lagos? For me, I will tell you the truth and see your reaction. If not, if you cannot bear it, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of person that will never keep my wrongdoing to myself.
I like that.
I must involve my partner, Collins, handsome man, and the wife. Take care. You fine, Sha? If I give you a hand. Anyways, thanks so much. You have another one there?
Yes, I
absolutely.
Do. Peter. Oh, he says, Peter for Christ. He screamed, what's up, Lagos? Bish, bish, bish. And he says, please make me help ourselves save our lives. Please, instead of putting so much energy on whether or not it's good to tell or hold back our secret, I think what we should be talking about should be how to build the trust but needed to keep your relationship together even when there's error, except when it becomes the habit of cheating that has been occurring repeatedly. Good morning, Lagosians. Thank you so much. This is coming from who now? Grace Divine, is that your name? He calls himself Peter for Christ. Now, this, he said, is very profound, and it's also something I've been saying off the mic. It depends on the kind of relationship you're having with your partner, or you have with your partner. I want to have that kind of relationship that I can tell my partner even when I'm wrong and he receives it. Right. Yes. I might flare up at that moment. I might feel sad or disappointed at that moment, but we are together for something greater than that error that happened at a time.
Yes, sorry.
That's how I see it, except you are habitually telling a lie, or you're habitually doing that error. That is me thinking. But I would love for you to tell me what it is that you've done wrong to hurt me. I mean, I would prefer it would. Like I said earlier, I feel respected that you've told me that. I feel like you care about me. That's why you told me.
Yeah, I think I've experienced that before. There's one time I had the opportunity to just say it the way it is. I decided to, you know, because I was scared of the reaction, so I decided to say it.
You omitted.
I removed one or two things, but you know, I gave the vital information.
I didn't give me any information whatsoever.
But that day, man. So. Man, women. Women.
What?
This morning.
What?
Now she wake me. She asked me the question once. I suspected, say, Abi, there's something not right here. Something's going on. So I went on. I said, you know, I said the truth.
You did?
Omitting a few things.
You still omitted.
Okay, she's okay. That's what she said. Women, fair women. We went out. We came back, life was everything was fine, you know. And then she asked again the day after to be sure that, okay,
if let me give you an opportunity.
And I repeated the same thing.
Oh my
this
God.
This time I saw the facial expression was different. I walked away. I went to the kitchen. I won't lie. The next thing I received lighting on the rest of it. Then light me on. I don't know if the person is here that light lit me that is. I don't know. My glasses for where? Put me on the ground. Oh boy, on the floor of the kitchen.
You can't get me, Colin.
Yes. You say, oh yeah. What did he say? Was that what happened? I was like, what? Is it? They now show me. Apparently.
I found the whole truth and not the actually truth. I went to investigate.
She investigated and had the conversation with the person involved. And I want to say, this is what happened. And when she put the things together, it's as if something was missing on my own. She now said, why did you omit?
He actually did tell me, but he omitted some part. And those parts he omitted were vital parts. And I had to know. I really did need to know about that.
But
he omitted it.
But why he slapped me that day? Why?
It's reflex.
Have you apologized?
I have, haven't I?
Did you apologize? I've never apologized. That's like, that was a hot slap.
I'm sorry.
And Mr. I felt like Mumu was so why did he do it? Anyways, Lagos. So some men this morning. Some men and that kid that said before me, I didn't form anything.
And that's the actual truth.
I did not form more.
Collins was like, I poured him hot water. Cold water rather. He was so cool. I've never seen him in that mood before. He was calm.
I was just talking to him.
He'll be like, okay. All right.
I learned my lesson.
I'm sorry.
I learned my lesson the hard way.
Thank God. I can't believe that we said this out on air.
I said it. It was real experience.
How do you feel, though?
Real life.
How do you feel?
You know, I learned my lesson. That's just true. I feel better right now. I feel that it's an opportunity again to apologize and an opportunity to let other people learn that it's okay sometimes, you know. To make mistakes and also agree after.
Yes.
And also agree to change. You know, I think that gave me kind of like guided me a whole lot.
My husband man.
Well, I learned my lesson. I'm sorry,
I gave you that slap anyway.
Was it backhand? I didn't know.
I don't even know what happened. It was just reflex. I couldn't hold myself anymore. Like how dare.
She lied me because she's actually an amazing person. And sometimes, you know, as a man, you go out there. So, you know, you face a lot of challenges. Sometimes your body will do gizgizu. Don't do that gizgizu. You tell your body, don't do gizgizu. Please behave. How do I mean? Sometimes we are confronted with situations that if you're not strong as a human being, you may fall victim.
Yeah.
And one of the things that keep me going is that I just look at her and say, this lady does not deserve any kind of hurting of that nature. Aww. Because she hasn't done anything wrong to me, really.
Aww.
So that guides me.
Aww.
So sometimes as a man, you just need to look at your life and say, okay, what did this lady, this woman now, what has she done wrong to deserve this?
Yeah, you see, that's why I mentioned you can have your conscience right. Mm. Looking at her waking up in the morning, seeing her sleeping, you know, innocently, you would think, I don't know now, how did I get to this level to hurt this innocent woman? Your conscience speak to you.
That's right. So, well, it's still a Friday. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 11 on Nigeria's number one for talk on 99.3 Nigeria Info. The phone lines are jamming. Let's see if we can take some calls. And what movie do you plan to see this weekend? Well, have you seen the Namaste Wahala movie, The Blend?
Actually, there's been a series of reviews about that particular movie.
Uh-huh.
Some people are in it for it. People are saying, wow, beautiful storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Why some people are like, but why are these people in this movie? Like, why are they there?
That is stuff. So different reviews.
Yeah, exactly.
But the good thing is we'll be talking to, there are a number of things going on. We'll be talking to the producer of that movie for a few minutes. Yes, on this hour, we'll get into it. And we still have our family game show at 11:30.
Yeah.
There you're going to play the game with us, and you choose whether to play Andrea's game or my game.
All right.
My game is straightforward. And Harris, you answer a bunch of questions and you have to be correct within 1 minute.
Not a bunch of questions. It's just 5 questions for 1 minute.
Okay.
Yes.
5 for just. That's
just 5
that's
questions.
Too much for just. But hey, mine is actually an easier game.
Are you trying to pull water?
Yes.
Okay.
Sell your market. Even though the markets are closed today, what does it feel like for the markets to be closed in Lagos? And you know why that's happening. To celebrate the former governor of the state. Hi.
Hello, good morning. Oh, do call us back, please. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
honestly, my name is Tony.
Hi, right, Tony.
Welcome.
Yeah, hi. You guys are doing a very great job.
Thank you.
And,
But you need to talk to the whoever that is in charge of this phone thing. I've been dialing for
Apologies.
Like 40 calls and my battery is almost going down.
Wow. So sorry about that, but we're glad you made it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Actually, my first time too.
Really?
Wow.
No.
Wow. Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. So, the subject matter. Mm-hmm. I'm somebody, I deal with my realities, right? Mm,
yeah.
And I thank God we have guys there and we have females.
Yeah.
And we need to tell ourselves the truth always.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Even the Bible said that those that cover people promote this peace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Because there are certain things that are just better kept in the dark.
Okay.
For peace to reign.
Okay.
Mm. But the problem with saying sorry, for me, if you say something and you were remorseful, and you actually told somebody I did this, what I look out for is the consistency.
Yeah. Mm.
If that happens again, then that person wasn't sorry in the first place.
You're correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So what hurts is you come back home and you did something nasty, and your conscience couldn't let you hide it.
Yeah.
And you speak about it because you just want to have a free conscience.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Whether the person reminds you of it or not,
yeah.
What happens actually is, if there was no consistency of it, and the person continues to remind you of it, right?
Yeah.
That actually hurts.
Yeah, it does. It does, actually.
But if you come out from the depth of sincerity in your heart, and you say, I did this and I'm sorry, and I'll
not do it again.
This will never happen. Right?
Yeah.
It's better because women, they need to learn.
Okay.
I'm talking from my own personal experience.
What do you think we need to learn?
You need to learn how to let go. Like Collins was asking you, when you forgive, do you forget?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Forgetting is another aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiving is another one.
You're right.
For you to learn to forgive, you must let it heal and delete it from your memory.
Mm. Thank God you mentioned let it heal. I know. No, I hope you also know that healing process could take a time. I mean, quite a long time.
It differs from one person to the other.
All right.
But what matters is when you pray always and you ask for forgiveness from God, he said, as I've forgiven another person, is a condition.
Yeah.
Before you married Collins, first thing, he was human. Before he became your husband. So we must always have to play that human factor out first.
All right.
He wasn't a perfect man.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. I think you're trying to make it look like it was an issue that happened in the marriage. It's not in the marriage, please.
No.
And it's a long time ago. It's gone.
Okay, let me tell you my own personal story. I want to share this, right? Before I married my wife, right? She had a terrible situation with somebody. They went to the club. She claimed, you know, they drank. She was with comfortable people that she thought could have, you know, protected her.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was not there. They were in the US. But I was in Nigeria here.
Okay.
Finally, because something that happened, it led to argument, then there was a fight. Okay. I was not meant to know. But when the case was actually going into explosion, she was the one that called. Sorry, something happened. I drank. We went to the club. When she started saying this one, that one, I already knew where the story was going.
Headed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew where she was headed at. And finally, she said, she never admitted they had sex, or she said they caressed. But the guy that reported now when the heated argument was going on actually told me what happened.
Okay.
Right?
Wow. Okay.
Okay, fine. That actually almost ruined the relationship.
Yeah.
But when I gave up, I said, man, you know what? It's over. My friend asked me after a while, did you really like this girl? Like, you loved her? I said, yeah, I did, but she hurt me so bad. He said, well, that's the time she needs you the most.
Mm.
Because the family knew we were getting married. What are you going to tell her parents or your own parents that is the reason why you're backing out?
Hmm.
Remember that when you say that thing, she will never heal from it because it becomes a stigma ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I looked at the conditions and I looked at it and I looked. At some point, I said, well, let me just accept it because, see, well, before you started dating a girl, somebody was dating her before.
Mm-hmm. Me?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That's why I say I deal with my reality. She was dating somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So even if she does something, even while you guys were dating before marriage, you need to also accept it's not as if she has done the worst thing.
Okay, I mean that I know. Yeah. Someone indeed is probably learning from what you're saying now.
Yeah,
because a lot of people, it's tough for so many people to take this kind of decision.
Right, that's right. That's why I said I'm talking from my own personal
experience. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. We have to let you go.
Give you the last side. Eh?
Okay,
you know, I forgave her and we got married.
Okay,
and when I had my own fuck up. Right? She forgot
language
that I forgave her.
Okay.
She held on that, sir. And that ended the marriage.
Wow.
But she now forgot that when she had her own mess up before the marriage, I forgave her and we moved on. Like, I never ever mentioned it to her ever.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Wow. That story.
That's sad.
Oh, boy.
That's really sad.
So sometimes,
that's really sad.
Imagine if they didn't just know at all, at all,
You
at
see,
all.
Now, that comes to the... That brings me back to emotional intelligence and how people take things. They say if you've never been there, you don't know how you respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never been cheated on or if you've never had been heartbroken before, you don't know how you're going to respond to it.
That's right. Right?
But it still comes back to you, your mental health, your emotions, having to know how to manage your emotions.
That's right.
Basically.
That's right. Well, our guest will be joining us in a moment. Let's just have that chat on that Namaste Wahala conversation and, of course, the movie. But let's see who's on the line. We need Lagos to talk. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, 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 yes.
Dickie, it's been a while.
Yes, yes. It's been a while. Who do we have here?
Clinton from Alaba.
Hey, Clinton. How's Alaba this morning, huh?
Alaba, too.
There's even a closed market to do today.
We're not closed. Like, you know, we're international.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're not closed. We don't be local.
Alaba International.
Yes, I look at closed.
All right. All right, great. So let's talk on this matter.
Because, to be honest, there are things in a marriage I cannot write in constitution. So many things in marriage that cannot write in constitution. And when they write, there's nothing like marriage in existence. Lies is one of the things that keep marriage.
Lies?
Yes.
Wow.
But people shy away from it. The moment you tell the truth in marriage, you are bound to lose that marriage.
Oh, boy.
Why are you saying this? Why are you saying this, sir?
What I'm telling you is from experience.
Okay.
I'm married for 20-something good years. I have two graduates.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So, moment you review all you see on the road, all you see in your private time, to your wife or to your husband, the marriage will not last 10 years.
Wow.
So, life is part of the marriage.
Okay.
But don't allow life to affect you mentally.
All right. Thank you so much. I need Lagos to react to that particular reaction. Let's hear from Lagos. They say lies, but the research says 73%, so, you know, the mind is not far from the truth.
Okay.
He said lies, that it's lies. Now he's saying that it's a positive thing, that it helps marriages stay together. They're not revealing everything you see on the road. Is that true relationships too? Is that true with marriages? Guys, do you agree?
Well, this is partial.
Apologies for that. That certainly was a malfunction. Yeah, let's go ahead.
I know that there are certain things you don't need to tell. It's not everything that you see that you tell. Right. Is it everything you see you tell me?
No, I mean, not everything.
It's not everything. There are things that are not necessary. Exactly. There are things that are not necessary.
Okay.
But you know, something...
Not telling, is that lie? It's not the omission we're talking about.
Is that the omission? Well, let me say that. There are some things that you can omit.
You can go.
Yes, because they are not so... They are very flimsy.
Okay.
You know...
But who determines which is flimsy and which is not? Because me, I can consider, like that day, I consider that that was flimsy. I felt that it wasn't necessary to mention the part that I did not mention.
I know.
So which let's determine now. I know everyone is asking, which is flimsy? Which are the things you must tell? And what are those things you shouldn't tell if it's not necessary? Because obviously we can't tell everything. That's
why
what it looks
do I
like.
Feel like it's an excuse?
No. It's not personal. I'm not speaking.
No, not to you.
Okay, generally.
Like hearing that, why do I feel like it's an excuse? I don't know.
That you should say it.
I feel like it's an excuse. Like you were trying to make an excuse for, okay, something might go wrong, mm-hmm. and it's better I don't tell her. Right. Something might go wrong, but I don't tell her. Now, this is not just cheating. I hope everybody's not just going about. About cheating. It could be that you both have a house,
yeah,
and you went to sell it,
or you have a child,
or
outside.
You have a child outside, and you didn't tell her.
Yeah, there's even some.
These
ladies.
Are omissions. These are things, mm-hmm. or you lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a story of a woman who had the house that they were living in. She owned the house, but she was collecting rent, money for rent.
The
man was
band.
Paying rent. Meanwhile, she owned the house. Now she didn't tell her husband that. That's actually omission, and it could also be a lie. Because, I mean, that's fraud.
That one is, you should be arrested.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But at the end of it, some people will be like, now I'm money and I choose to do my business without showing my face. Yeah? Did the man want parent before?
So these are what we're talking about. Doesn't but necessarily have that. To be cheating, okay? All right?
All right,
I
great.
Hope we get that right.
Or maybe you have a business, you have a business partner, you're running businesses, and, you know, your partner does not know. And you keep it. Say, okay, or you're not telling
or
the
you're
truth.
Making a certain amount of money and you're not telling your partner how much you're making.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah, the last call out before our break.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Yes, my first time calling. I've always called.
Wow.
Yeah, my...
Today's your day.
My name is Ben.
Hey, Ben. Where are you calling from, Ben?
Yeah, I'm calling... I'm actually at Oshodi. I'm on transit.
All right, Ben. What's happening in Oshodi? Oh, last Ben.